Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
So, 70% of employees are disengaged and fear the mention of the word processes in the workplace as they see them as a method of control. That's according to my next guest, who has taken processes and reduced his working week from 80 hours to just 14. To explain how he did that, I'm delighted to be joined by Alistair Easom. He's an innovator, investor and CEO of Process Bliss, and he's author of a new book called The Dirty Word. The word that fills people with dread is the key to business freedom, he says. Good morning to you, Alistair. How are you?
Morning, Bobby. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Now, anybody who gets to work 14 hours instead of 80 hours has my immediate attention. So tell me how one can do this and one can do it with keeping the business intact and keeping the business growing.
To be honest, Bobby, it's probably even less than that. But I'm kind of filling my time by writing books these days. But I think the key was for me, I've probably got to tell you a little bit about the story, but I was working those long hours because I wanted my business to be perfect. I had my fingers into everything, because the way I felt you made your business perfect was you kind of policed everything and got involved in everything that everybody did, because, you know, it's only you cares about your business as much as you. And I think there's a load of CEOs who do this. They wrestle their businesses off the ground. And for me, I kind of just took a step back and thought, this is madness, because you can't scale a business like that. You can't grow it. So what I found was that once I put in place process to kind of give people a guide as to how to do things, I suddenly started to get this massive amount of trust. I thought I was going to want to control all my staff, but I actually started to trust them and to kind of give them the freedom to grow and mature. And it was process that really unlocked it for me. And it just became a spiral of kind of motivity from then, because the more I trusted them, the more they did.
Yeah.
It was just wonderful. So
I agree with you to a point, Alistair, but I would say that with every successful business, there's a point where the owner or the driver of the business needs to be in the weeds so that they actually understand the intricacy of the business. And then once you know everything, every nut and bolt that's involved in your business, then it's easier to put in process. But I do think you do have to go through the pain of being the guy who's at every dogfight in the early days.
I think that's really true, and I think that's where the problem comes from, because I started my business bootstrapped with no employees and grew it myself without taking any investment. And, you know, I had to learn to do everything, as you say. But that's what makes you so kind of passionate. So no one can do the job like you can. So it becomes hard to trust anybody. It becomes hard to kind of allow anybody to take charge of anything, because you know you're the best at everything and that's how you feel. But at some point you have to let go of that. And it's that kind of unlocking process that people find difficult, that letting go. So I think that's kind of it is an evolution, and it's a journey that we go on when we set up businesses, as I know you have.
And the word process and processes, you know, immediately you say that word and an employee immediately thinks control, they think lack of creativity, they think, you know, somebody who's going to be watching every sort of thing I do, there's going to be all this Big Brother stuff. So how can we kind of take process and make it a good thing so that employees would be, I suppose, energized by it rather than afraid of it?
I think it's right, because, you know, as soon as you say it, I tell a story in my book, like, you know, people, and now because my business is called Process Bliss, they associate me with being boring, routine, and all these things that I don't think I am. So, and people roll their eyes when you say it, and it's difficult because there's a stigma attached to it. And that's kind of like why I wanted to write this book, to get this point across that it doesn't have to be like that. And it took me some time to learn this, but I think there's some key lessons that you can take from this. But one is, as soon as people start to put in process, and I talk to clients about this, and they go, well, we need to control this, we need to lock this down, we need to do this. And you can see that they trust process more than their people. And that's just totally wrong. Your people are smart, they're wonderful. So I think it's to resist and to see this and change the paradigm and to see process as a guide for your staff, not a control measure for you, and to treat your staff like they're the important ones, and this is subservient to them. It's there for them. I think it's those kind of changes in paradigm that are key to this.
A good example would be something like customer complaints that, you know, as they go up through the organization, the complaint actually is likely to escalate the more people that have to deal with it as it goes through the hierarchy of a management. But if that employee on the floor or at the where the actual event actually happened is empowered to deal with that complaint, the chances of it being dealt with successfully are far more likely, are they not?
That's absolutely right. Empowerment's something that we talk about a lot because it is about that. It's about saying, yeah, we've got this formal process that we treat it like a guide. And if you, the employee, thinks there's a better way, and you, the employee, think you can turn that customer around and do something special for that customer, then how can we? People imagine process is the thing that stops them doing that. And we need to change that. We need to make it so no, the employee can do that. So in the software we've written, what we have is on every step in a process, when someone has to tick anything, they also have a cross, and the cross says, no, I haven't done this. And then they say why they haven't done it. And we're trying to create a culture where it's okay to click to click the cross. The more people that do that, the more people who are thinking for themselves, saying this process is rubbish, I'm doing it a different way. And by asking for a reason when they tick that, when they press that cross, we actually find out and learn something about the business. We learn how we can improve. We learn how we can do things better. So, you know, you got it spot on with that.
Tell me then about your definition of a helicopter manager, just finally, Alistair, if you would. So what is a helicopter manager and how do you prevent not being one?
So my book is a bit like one of those books you read from reformed drug addicts that sort of talk about the journey and how bad they were. I became a helicopter manager because I was so passionate about my business. I wanted everything to be perfect. And I knew how to do that myself. And this is when we were about 5 to 10 employees. So I'm kind of like keeping an eye on everything. And that's why I was working 80 hours a week. So every department, every business, every department of my business, I am kind of overseeing. I know what's going on. I have my finger on the pulse. And as soon as that employee in that business doesn't do something according to what I want, I'm on them, you know, and I'm micromanaging them and I'm telling them how to do it, thinking that's the solution. But all I did by doing that was steal them of all the empowerment they could have. I made their jobs miserable. I mean, I was lucky to get away with what I did and to end up with the same team running my business for me 5 years later that I was treating like this in the first place. But it's that kind of desire, and it's meant from good. It's that desire to have the perfect business, but it makes everybody miserable and it makes you miserable. And it takes something to unlock that. And I just see it everywhere in business, which
All right.
is kind of why I wanted to do this.
Well, listen, it's a great read. The book is called The Dirty Word, and the word that it refers to is process. The author is Alistair Isham, and he's an innovator of certainly a great innovator around this process. So to use that word again, Alistair, thanks very much for joining us, and good luck with the book, and interesting to hear your story this morning.
Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate the invite.